Okay, we're going to start at Samach Chet Amud Bet. I'll just review a little bit what we were up to. This whole thing started at the bottom of Samach Chet Amud Aleph. We're trying to prove, how do you know that if a woman marries one of these psulim that she's not allowed to marry, how do you know that she can't, she then becomes pasul for truma, and she can't marry a kohen ever? Right? So now, so she can't ever eat truma and she can't marry a kohen. So now the question is going to be, okay, what we did was, in the end, we proved it from this pasuk, uba kohen ki tiyeh le'ish zar. And the whole ping pong we had back and forth was to try to say, how could you learn it from this pasuk? Don't we need this pasuk for this? And then they say, no, we learn it out from somewhere else. And then, but we need that pasuk for this. Oh, we learn it from the word and not from the whole phrase. And in the end, we have a ping pong. In the end, we agree that we can learn out both the uba kohen, because the pasuk, the noseh of the pasuk is a bat kohen ki tiyeh le'ish zar. And then we say, because it says the word ubat, it teaches us not just the bat kohen, but also a levia and a yisraelit are all included in this. That if they were to marry someone who's, if they were to sleep with someone who's pasul to them, we use yisurei lav. We'll see exactly what we're gonna get into that today. Then what do we say? If they're going to marry one of those people, then they're pasul for truma and they can't marry a kohen. So then, the Gemara said, it's great we learned that from this pasuk, but the whole topic of this pasuk is eating truma. So it only proves eating truma. It doesn't prove that you can't marry a kohen. So then they say, so they try to, again, say, well, there's no levia in Yisraeli when it's regard to truma. So if we're going to already include them, then we're going to assume that it's talking about psule chitum. But then, about being still to marry a kohen. But then they say no, because really you do have a Livyan Israeli who are eating truma because they have children. Right? So then they said, oh, well, maybe you could say a kavachomer. We reject the kavachomer. So in the end, what do they say? We learn it out from a kavachomer of a grusha. Okay, that's where we're going to start today, where we ended yesterday. We'll read it again. Okay, we're about 11 or 12 lines from the bottom. It starts on the first word of the line is kavachomer. Kavachomer mi grusha. Uma grusha shemuteret b'chuma asura l'kimuna. So what are we going to assume? What we've established from this pasuk is that they can't eat truma. Once we establish they can't eat truma, then we can make a kavachomer and learn it out from grusha. And then we say, just like a grusha is mutar b'truma and yet can't marry a kohen, what does that mean she's mutar b'truma? If she's a bat kohen, she can go back and eat truma. Or if she has a son from a kohen, she's allowed to eat truma. So basically, if a grusha can eat truma, and yet she can't marry a kohen. So obviously, these kind of women who can't eat truma, zosha surah b'truma, wouldn't it be obvious that psula l'kuna? So now the Gemara wants to reject this, and they say, it's very nice you made this kavachomer. We agree with the kavachomer. However, v'chima zirim min adin, can we learn a mitzvah lo taseh that we can get a punishment for? Can we learn that from a kavachomer? No, we don't. Ein masirim min adin. You can't learn an asara for an avera from a kavachomer. Min adin is min kavachomer. So the Gemara answers, Giloi milta ba'almahu. It's just, what does this mean? This kavachomer is just coming to tell us that it's obvious that the pasuk refers to both. Okay? In other words, we're learning it out not from a kavachomer. We're learning it out from the pasuk. Uba kohen ki tiyeh le'ishzar. And then at the end of the pasuk it says, right, lo tochal. She can't eat. So what does it mean she can't eat? There's a lo taseh for her to eat truma and for her to marry a kohen. How do we know it comes from this pasuk? Because they work hand in hand. If you can't eat truma, then obviously you can't marry a kohen. And then the lo taseh is learned out from that pasuk and not necessarily from the kavachomer. The kavachomer just kind of shows us what's obvious. Okay. There's a few different interpretations of exactly what this is because it's not the easiest, most convincing argument. But we'll leave it at that. Ve'ema, now we're going to say, uba kohen ki tiyeh le'ish zar, what kind of forbidden relationship are we talking about? So until now, what did we say? We learned it. All this came from the Braita, right? We learned from this Braita that she can't marry. By the way, I realized yesterday, I thought there was some problem with this gear. I wasn't reading it correctly. I want to correct myself now. We go back. The whole question was this source, okay? Ben Tesha Shanim V'Yom Echad. It's about 15 lines from the bottom of yesterday's staff. Ger Amoni Moavi. It's not Ger Psik, Amoni Psik, Moavi Psik. It's a Ger Amoni Moavi or a Ger Mitzri V'Edomi. Okay, this is what it means. We didn't go through all the cases. Maybe today we'll go through all the cases. What does it mean? A ger amoni u'moavi, it says amoni u'moavi lo yavo b'kal Hashem. That means even if they convert, you're not allowed to marry them forever. Amoni and u'moavi. We're going to see today, and you probably know this from Megillat Rut, that the drasha is amoni b'lo amonit. It's only an isra on the male and not on the female. Okay, Moaviv ala Moavit. That's why Ruth was able to marry Boaz. Then we have the Mitzri ve'edomi. That means if a ger who is a Mitzri or an Edomi converts, what happens? The pasuk says, Dor shlishi yavo hena, meaning they can only marry people among themselves. Okay, they can only marry people who aren't Bakal Hashem. Okay, I don't remember the halacha. I'm assuming they could probably marry a mamzer or they could marry someone else. And if they marry a mamzer, they're stuck because then their kids are mamzer. If they marry, let's say a couple converts together, okay? An Egyptian couple comes, they convert. Oh, so great. They get married together, no problem. Their children also can only marry other converts. But their children's children, okay, the third generation is allowed to marry a Jewish person. So it has to go three generations, okay? Kuti, okay, those are the Shomronim. We've talked about them before, right? People who, when the Malchut Yisrael, when they had the Galut, the Assyrian Galut, the Assyrians took the people and switched places, and the people who came to live in Shomron started getting attacked by lions, and they went and asked the Kohen, what do we do? And then the Kohen explained to them, they have to keep the laws, and they kept the laws, and they're called Gerei Arayot, and they didn't really do it wholeheartedly. And also, I think, throughout history, it a little bit changed. Like maybe in the beginning, they were kind of Shomrei Halacha, and then people felt like they weren't anymore. So they are also considered people you can't marry. Nitin are the people from the time of Yoshua, the Chotvei Etzim. Remember the people who lied and said, oh, our stuff is moldy, we came from far away, and then they had to keep them as part of the people, but we can't marry them. And a halal, we're going to talk today about a halal. This is a weird case. Because a halal isn't forbidden to marry a regular person, right? So according to this braita, if somebody sleeps with a halal, they can no longer marry a kohen, which is weird because a halal, they didn't do anything wrong, right? Any woman actually can sleep with a halal. The isra of a halal is only for a kohen. A kohen can't marry a halala. But a halal, a male halal, right? The child born from a kohen and a divorcee, okay? A child born from them is a halal. So that halal can marry anybody because no women are forbidden to marry halalim. So here it's weird that a woman who sleeps with or marries a halal can no longer marry a kohen. We're going to talk about that in the Gemara. They're going to say why. They shouldn't do anything wrong, really. It's mutar to her. And a mamzer. Okay, mamzer we already know. So all these cases, now what do we know about all these cases? Remember back to our discussion about chayve krito, chayve mito beitin, and chayve lavim? So there's different categories of chumrah. So where are these? All of these fall under lavim. Okay, so now they're going to say, if we learn this off in the case of Bat Kohen Ki Tehiye LeIsh Zar, and what did we say yesterday? Ish Zar means someone she's not allowed to marry. Now, who's to say someone she's not allowed to marry is an Isur Lav? Maybe it's an Isur Karet. That's where the Gemara is going to start. Ve'ema nivala lepasula chayve kritu. Maybe we'll assume it's only a woman who sleeps with the worst, right? The most severe. Of course, the most severe is really the mito beitin, but they don't bring those up. They really stick with the chayve kritu. Okay, so you can ask questions on why. Okay, we'll leave it at that. But why don't you say that it's chayve kritu? So the answer is, and then what's the whole problem if we say that? Where do we start? We wanted to learn the makor for the halacha, that a ben tesha shanim who marries a mitzri, an adomi, all those people can't marry, right? Can't eat truma and can't marry a kohen. And we learned it out from this pasuk. But maybe this pasuk is not referring to that. Maybe it's referring only to chayve kritu cases, like a father and a daughter. Or, you know, all those Eshet Ach, all the Isurim that we learned. So what do they say? No, you can learn from this pasuk that it's even Chayve Lavim. Why? Because Ki Tehiye Amar Rachmana. What does the pasuk say? Uba Kohen Ki Tehiye. What do we always learn? Ki Tehiye? Hanach De'ipu Havaya. What's Havaya? They can get married. What did we learn before? Chayve Kritut Ein Kiddushin Tofsim. This is good Chazara, right? If you marry a Chayve Karet, you marry your father, there's no marriage. It's not considered married. For example, you don't need a divorce, right? You're not considered married at all. So what are they saying here? This psul that we learn out from this pasuk is only about people who can get married, okay? Which means that we're talking about, and chayve kritut lav b'nei havaya, okay? The no kiddushin tofsin by them. Now, this is a little difficult for Gemara, because what's it saying then? So for chayve lavim, you're pasul from truma, and you're pasul from Kahuna, you can't marry a kohen, but if you were to sleep with someone who's chayv karet, you're not pasul the truma. So most of them are farshim. You follow? In other words, this pasuk is saying, right? We're saying the pasuk is only talking about where kiddushin or tofsin. So most of them are farshim. Explain that what it means is kritut is obviously in, and that's obviously kritut is going to pasul you. The chiddush of the pasuk is even chayv elavim. Okay. Now, the chayve lavim, okay, everybody follow? So they're basically saying, kritut is obviously you're going to pasul for truma and pasul. But now when the pasuk says, bakoin ki tieli ishar, they're including even chayve lavim that you might have thought, oh, it's only chayve lavim. But but we're going to say, chayve lavim, kiddushin or tovsin, and since kiddushin or tovsin, they're included in this pasuk, which would lead you to believe that what? If there was a chayve lav, she'ain kiddushin tovsin, that wouldn't be included in this pasuk. You follow that? Okay, because the pasuk is saying, even if you include the chayve kritut, we say chayve kritut is a whole different story. Obviously, it's so chamor that we're going to pasul her. But when it comes to chayve lavim, which chayve lavim are included in here? The ones where kiddushin or tofsim, which is our ger mitzri, our ger adomi, our ger, right, our mamzer, nitin, all those are chayve lavim, that kiddushin or tofsim.
So
did you want to ask?
Of a love that's
and kiddushin tofsim, we're going to get to that right now. Okay? I specifically said it so that you'd understand the next question. Ihachi, maybe you'll remember now, oveid kochavim ve'eved lo lipsulu. What did we learn about an eved and oveid kochavim? But if you marry an Eved and Obey Kochavim, okay, Akum, then Ein Kiddushin Tovsin. So then, what would you say? According to this, if you marry an Eved or an Obey Kochavim, or you sleep with them, Ein Kiddushin Tovsin, and therefore, she'd be mutcher to marry a Kohen, she'd be mutcher to eat Shroom after that, no problem. Okay? So where are we going to learn that from? So now, right, obviously they're going to assume it can't be that you can do that, right? It can't be it's a good thing to do that. So now they're going to learn that from somewhere else. They're going to say, they're going to learn it from the next pasuk. Okay? Hanach pasle mid Rabbi Yishmael da'am Rabbi Yochanan. Mid Rabbi Yishmael. We're going to learn it from Rabbi Yishmael. Da'am Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yishmael, because Rabbi Yochanan passed on the name of Rabbi Yishmael. Minayin lo'ove kochavim ve'evet shabah ba Yisrael va'kohen at Livia, shep saluha. How do we learn that they become pasul also, even though in kiddushin tov, same, right? Shneamar ubat kohen ki tia almana ugrusha. Okay? This is why, if you have the sheets from yesterday, we need the pasukim here, okay? Look at pasuk yubet and look at pasuk yugimel, okay? Pasuk yubet says, Uba kohen ki tiye le'ish zar. Okay, it's over here. Uba kohen ki tiye le'ish zar. Hi b'trum adakodashim lo tochel. That's our pasuk. That's what we learn. Now we say it very clearly. If it's a lav with kiddushin tofsin, then you can't marry a kohen. Then you can't ever marry a kohen and you can't eat truma. But now look at pasuk yugimel. Uba kohen ki tiye almana ugrusha, vizera enla, vishava albeta via kinu ureha, milecha mavia tochel, vachotar lo yochabo. The next pasuk is saying, if you become an almana or ugrusha, now the assumption is going to be that the words almana and ugrusha aren't necessary. It could just say, uba kohen, right? When, I don't know how you would say it otherwise, but somehow you would say, right, a bat kohen can go back to her father's house when her husband's no longer around, right? According to this pasuk, only if bezera ein la. Okay? So now, what are they going to say? We're going to learn it from ki ti almana ugrusha. We're going to exclude now the eved and the ovei kochavim. How are we going to exclude them? Mi sheyesh lo almanut v'gerushin ba. Anyone who's included in this pasuk that she can go back to her father's house? And the assumption is, right, kol od, she can't go back to her father's house, she can't eat truma, right? When can you go back to your father's house and eat truma? If you can get divorced or be widowed. You can't be divorced or widowed if you're not married, okay? So yatzu ovei kochavim ve'eved, she'en lo amanut ve'gerushin, because ein kiddushin tofsin, there's no marriage. So they can't become an amana and they can't become a divorcee because they were never married. So those people can't go back to the father's house to eat truma. What do you see here? They're pasul to eat truma, okay? If you marry an Eben Ovei Kochavim, so now what do you have? The first pasuk Yubet teaches us about a regular person where kiddushin, right? You do a lav where ain kiddushin tofsim, the typical, I'm sorry, you do a regular lav where kiddushin are tofsim, a typical lav. The second pasuk is coming to teach you, even then a lav with ain kiddushin tofsim is also included, okay? So now, they're going to say, very nice that you're learning from Pasuk Yugimel about this case, but now we're going to say exactly what we saw yesterday, which is, so fine, Kohenet, Eshkechan Kohenet. That makes sense for Bat Kohen, because the Pasuk is talking about Bat Kohen, right? But Livia the Yisraelit Minalan, how do we know that Livia and Yisraelit who sleep with an Eved, Ovei Kochavim, or Pasul for Truma, and Pasul to marry a Kohen? Kedamar Rabbi Abba Amarav Bat Ubat. Hachanami Bat Ubat. Like Rabbi Yehuda Amarav says elsewhere, he darshans the word Ubat, right? The Vav comes to include also another kind of person, which is if it's not a Bat Kohen, then it's going to be all the other women. So now they say, wait, come on, Rabbi Akiva, that's only according to Rabbi Akiva, Didarish Vav. But then they say, no, afilu tema rabanan, kula ubat krayuterahi. Okay? That's the, we said again, that the word ubat is extra. Remember, the rabbis didn't darshan every vav in the Torah. They said, oh, adkan, you know, your al tagzim, don't exaggerate. But they say, no, because you could say the whole word ubat is unnecessary. Okay, so now they're going to say, maybe we should learn dafka the opposite. Okay? This is a little tricky because you might think it's a little against what you would think. But maybe you would darshan this almana grusha in a different way. Ve'ema mishi yesh lo almanu v'gerushim ba. Now there's two, I want to point out before we read this. There's two things this pasuk is telling you. A bat kohen, when she becomes an almana grusha, v'zera ein la, what does that mean? So she mishava beit avia, she can go back. It's also telling you, it's telling you a kula, right, that you're allowed to go back. It's also telling you, though, if you have children, then you can't go back to your father's house. So now, what do they want to say? Maybe the issue about the Eved and Oved Kochavim, what's obvious here? Eved and Oved Kochavim are excluded from this pasuk. That's 100% clear. The question is, what are they excluded from? The din that we said until now, that they can go back to their father's house and eat truma, meaning these people are never allowed to eat truma. That's what we said. Or maybe these people are allowed to eat truma even if they have children. Let's say you sleep with an Eved and Oved Kochavim, you have a child. Let's say you sleep with an Eved Novei Kochavim, okay? Then, later on, it would have to be the opposite. You married a Kohen, you have a child with this Kohen. Then, you sleep with an Eved. Maybe, because you slept with this Eved, you now are allowed to go back to your father's house, even though you have children from the Kohen. That's why I said it's a little anti what you might have thought. But why? Because, so this is what they're going to say, okay? Ve'ema mi sheyesh lo amanut v'gerushim ba, ki leit le zera ka'achla, that the specific halacha that tells you when you don't have zera, you're allowed to eat, but ki eat le zera lo achla, but if she were to have zera, she can't eat, is only, right now we're really stressing the second part, when she has zera, she's not allowed to eat, would only be for mi she'esh lo amanut v'gerushim ba. But mi she'ein lo amanut v'gerushim ba, af agav di eat le zera, nami techal. Okay, maybe she could also eat truma, because maybe the issue is only for someone who actually marries someone, and that she didn't really have a marriage with anyone. So maybe you think that whole halacha, right? It's a little anti-logical, but it's against what we would think would be obvious. So anyway, the Gemara is going to reject it, but they're just saying, since there's two halachot coming here, and you want to exclude this case, maybe you'll exclude the other one. It's really like a logic gymnastics. You know, it's kind of saying, maybe we'll do the other one. So now they're going to say, Im kein, ribuya leviya b'yisraeli lamali. Then there's no reason, if we understand that this exclusion, excluded from this case, is not just the bat kohen, also the leviya yisraeli, which we darshan from ubat. Well, there's no issue of a leviya and a yisraeli going back to their father's house. So you can't say that that's what it's coming to exclude. Somebody going back to their father's, right? To say that if you slept with an Eved, you're allowed to go back to your father's house, even if you have children, because that halacha is only relevant to a bat kohen. So then the exclusion that we've darshaned out, and we've said this exclusion applies also for Livia and also for Yisraeli, wouldn't make any sense. Because there's no deem by Livia and Yisraeli that are going back to their father's house. Yeah. So it can't possibly be that that's what it's teaching you. So it must be teaching you that if you sleep with an Eved, whether you're a bat kohen, whether you're a Livia, whether you're Yisraeli, you're puzzled from eating truma forever, okay? Because there would be situations for Livia and Yisraeli. Okay. Ula Rabbi Akiva. Now, what do you do with Rabbi Akiva? Remember? De Amar Ein Kiddushin Tovsin B'chai Ve'Lavim. Okay, so now Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Kiddushin Tovsin B'chai Ve'Lavim. Remember, we learned his Shita, right? He thinks even B'chai Ve'Lavim, there's no marriage. And therefore, if you want to say Kitiyeh means marriage, so you'd have to explain Kitiyeh in a different way. Umay Kitiyeh Li'ishzar. Kitiba'el. Okay, right? When you have sex with a woman, that's what it means. Okay, not when you marry them, but if you were to have sex with them, right, even without kiddushin. So then, almana ugrusha lamali. If you say that, then already what do you get? That from according to Rabbi Akiva, in the first pasuk of Yubet, is already excluded all our cases. Both the regular lavim, where Tanakhama says kiddushin, or Chachamim say kiddushin or tofsin, and the Eved and Oved Kochavim. They're all excluded from pasuk Yubet. So now, what did we say? Amanah and Grusha are unnecessary in Pasuk Yugimel. So last time we darshan Eved and Oved Kochavim from those words. But what is Rabbi Akiva going to darshan from those words? Why do they appear in the Pasuk? Okay, so now what do we say? Almana lahachmir aleha, ugrusha lahakel aleha. What are we saying? We want to say that that this halacha, one second, right. It's trying to say that there's two things going on here. One is a kivun of chumra, and one is a kivun of kula, right? So one is to say that if she doesn't have children, then she can go back to her father's house. That's the kula. And one is to say that if she does have children, then she is, then she's, if she does have children, if she, sorry, the chumra is if she does have children, she's not allowed to go back. So it's trying to teach you that there's two aspects here. That's why it says almanan grusha. So now they say, well, if that's the case, right, why do you need both of them? Utsricha. Okay, maybe it could have just been obvious with one. So now they want to teach you why you need both. Di'iyashmin and almana. If they just would have told us almana, what might you have thought? Almana hu dechileit lezera achla, mishum dechazi lekuhuna. That an almana gets to eat, if she has no children, she gets to eat truma. Why? She gets to go back to her father's house. Because an almana, there's nothing wrong with an almana, so to speak, right? Again, we have to, this is all according to the fact that a kohen is in a different place, right? And if there's some, not something 100% about the woman, then she can't marry a kohen. A grusha, for example, can't marry any kohen, but an almana can marry a regular kohen. Because she's allowed to, because she's a widow, she's still allowed to marry a regular kohen, and therefore, we allow her to go back to her father's house. But what might you have thought about a grusha? Since a grusha can't marry a regular kohen, maybe she can't eat truma in her father's house, even if she has no kids from her marriage. Maybe she's never allowed to go back to her father's house, just like she can never marry a kohen. So that's what you might have thought if we just had almana. Okay, so let's read it again. If we just had almana, yishmin an almana, almana hu dechileit lezera achla, mishum dechazi lekuna, she's ruuya to marry a kohen. Aval grusha, delochazi lekuhuna, ema, you might have said, afal gav delet lezera, even though she has no children from her husband, her past husband, lo achla, she can't go back and eat truma. Okay, because she can't marry a kohen, so obviously if she can't marry a kohen, she must not be allowed to eat truma in her father's house. And that's why it had to put in the pasuk, even a grusha, okay? Even a grusha is lakula. Even a grusha is allowed to go back to her father's house, okay? If she has no children. V'iyashmina grusha, what if we just had the grusha? So now this is to tell you the chumra by almana, okay? If you can probably see where they're going. Grusha hu dechi'i lezera lo achla. The grusha is the one who, if she has children from her husband, can't go back to her father's house to eat truma. Mishum de lo chazi lakuna, because she's not ruya la kohen. Aval almana dechazi lekuhuna em apagav di lazera nami teochal. But maybe you would think that almana, since she's allowed to marry kohen, even if she has children from her previous marriage, maybe she'd still be allowed to go eat in her father's house. And therefore, it comes to teach you, la almana is a chumra. No, even the almana, when she has kids, she cannot go back to her father's house. Okay, so therefore, it's tzricha. Okay, now what did we say until now? Again, we keep going back to our basic thing. Ba kohen ki tieli ishtar comes to teach you if you're to marry anyone who you have an ishtar lav by, the moms are nitin, all those people, the ger adomi and the ger mitzri, etc. Then you can't marry a kohen and you can't eat truma. But what case is missing there? Another lav that has to do with a forbidden marriage. What is it? Ema, why don't we say that also nivala la pasula, right? That what does it say when the drasha said, what does it teach you? Nivala la pasula, if he sleeps with someone who's pasul to him, then she's not allowed to eat truma and she can't marry a kohen. So why don't you include here, af machzir grushato? Okay, so what does it say? Maybe also someone, what's the machzir grushato case? Someone marries a woman, she then goes, they get divorced. She goes and marries somebody else or sleeps with somebody else. And then she goes, she wants to go back to her husband. It's usher, it's an isra lav. Okay, so maybe that case should be included also. So now how do we know that that case is not included? Okay, meaning if you were a woman who went back to your first husband after you were with somebody else in between and you did it anyway against the law, now you're pasul for a truma and you can't marry a kohen. Okay, why don't we say that that's the case, just like all the other isra lavim. So now what do they say? No, it's not included in this pasuk. Why? Le'ish zar amar rachmana. What is ishzar? Until now we've said ishzar means someone who's pasul to you. But now they're saying, no, it's only someone who's pasul to you who's also a stranger. Okay? Can you follow where this is going? Mishazar etzlam me'ikara. Okay? It means someone who was a stranger to her from the beginning. Okay? Meaning she wasn't married to him, right? This guy is no stranger to her. She was married to him at some point. So la'afuke lahotzi, hi, this guy, delo zaretz lami ikarehu. Okay, he's no stranger to her. She married him a while ago. So that, because it says zar, it can't include this case. Ihachi halal delav zarhu meikarelo lifsal. Now we get to what I already told you about the halal. It's going to be a bit of a problem. There's no isser for a woman to marry a halal. There's no woman who's forbidden to marry a halal. So why would this passel her just because she married a halal? It's very strange, right? So where do we learn it from? Amar kra lo yichalel zar. The zar is not zar to her meikara. Okay, so lo lifsal. We should think it's not pasul. So amar kra lo yichalel zar o ba'amav. When it comes to the pasuk that talks about a halal, talks about an almana who marries a kohen gadol. And it says, he shouldn't be mechalel zaro ba'amav. So what do they say? Makish zaro lo. They make a hekesh between him and his son. The kohen gadol and his son. Mahu pasul, af zaro nami pasul. Mahu posel, af zaro nami posel. What does this mean? Just like he has, they're going to say his son is just like him. Since the kohen himself, if he marries someone, he's posel ota, right? He can't, when he marries this almana, he posels her, she can no longer eat truma now. So just like that, also his child can do the same thing. His child has the same koch as he does. So anyone his child marries now is going to be pasul kahuna. Okay? So that's like a drasha. It's a little bit of a weird halacha because, again, you did nothing wrong. But the point is, right, someone like that has some sort of, you could sort of say this, it's a hereditary thing, right? And it goes through the generations. So therefore, he also is going to have the power to be postal people from eating truma. Ve'ema mish'at havaya. Maybe you would say, mish'at havaya, one second. I forgot what this is. Ve'ema. Right. So you might think that it's from the moment of Kiddushin, even if they didn't sleep together. Okay? You might have thought this whole psul that we're talking about is even if you just marry a woman, but you don't, right, you get engaged to a woman, okay, without marrying her. Because why? What did we learn? Ki tihiyeli ishzar. As soon as she's with this person, right, as soon as he marries her, it should be a problem. As soon as he really not marries, or, right, in our terms, Kiddushin is marriage, but he gets engaged to her. So you might have thought that that's when this psul happens, that the moment she gets engaged to him, she's now psul forever from Shuma. But now they say no, because it's dumiyat a kohen gadol ba'almana. Ma kohen gadol ba'almana bebia, you're only forbidden, right, she becomes a chalala when she sleeps with him, okay? So af hainami bebia. So therefore, this case is by bia. In other words, yes, we learn it from kitiyeh, and kitiyeh should mean kiddushin, and that's why we said it's only in kiddushin tov some cases. But now we're saying no. But really, the iser is learned out from the kohen and the almana, the kohen gadol and the almana, which is only at the moment of having sex does she become pasul. So now they say, well, maybe you would say, since it does say kitiyeh in this pasuk, we don't want to ignore those words. Ema adiika havaya ubia. Okay, maybe you need to have both kiddushin and bia. Meaning, what did we say until now? I've been mentioning that just by having sex with a person like this, apostles you, even if you weren't planning to marry them. So maybe ki tiyeh comes to teach you only if you marry them. And obviously the isser doesn't happen right at marriage, we just prove, right at engagement, but only once you actually sleep with them. So maybe, so while it's true that you have to sleep with them in order for the isser to start ticking, but maybe it only ticks if you have a bia that was l'shem kiddushin, right? That you did it for the sake of marrying her. So now, what are they saying? No, we're also going to learn that from a kohen gadol. Ma kohen dumia de kohen gadol ba'almana. Ma kohen gadol ba'almana bebia lechuda. Okay, even if a kohen gadol just sleeps with an almana, even if he wasn't planning to marry her, already she's pasul. She becomes a chalala. So af hainami bebia lechuda. So this case also, just sleeping with them is enough to apostle the woman. Okay, that was long. Now, we're going back to, if you have your sheet, okay, we're going back to from yesterday, we're going back to this machloka between Tanakama, Rabbi Yossi, and Rashbag. We kind of didn't really address them yet, okay, because I said we're going to address it in the Gemara, now we're going to address what's the difference between these three shitot. First, we're going to ask, what's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Tanakama, and then what's the difference between Rashbag and Rabbi Yossi. So now, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol she zaro pasul, posel. But kol she ain zaro pasul, eino posel. Only if your zera is pasul do you have the power to be posel, the woman. But if your zera is not going to be pasul, then ain't no posel. So you would think maybe this applies to all the cases, right? A mom's zera, his zera is pasul. A nitin, his zera is pasul, right? All these people. So what's the case? Ma'i ikaben tanakama la Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mitzri sheni ve'edomi sheni ikaben ayu. What's the story? What do we say? A mitzri third generation can marry. So let's say she marries a mitzri second generation. Their kids will already be allowed because dor shlishi yavohena. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi would say, if the zera is not posel, meaning this mitzri sheni zera is no problem, therefore she's also not going to be posel for truma in that case. Okay? Ushnehem lo lamdua elami kohen gadol v'amana. Each one darshins it out. We're seeing here this whole, right? Everything's learned out from this kohen gadol and amana. The question is just going to be how each of them learns it. Everybody focuses, and we're going to see even Rabbi Rashbag also learns his halacha from kohen gadol and amana. Each one's going to look at the kohen gadol and amana case differently. They're going to focus on a different point, okay? So how does it learn? Elami kohen gadol v'amana. Tanakama savar, ma kohen gadol v'amana shebi'ato ba'avera uposel. What's the real thing Tanakama thinks the kohen gadol did wrong? He slept with someone he's not allowed to sleep with. So af hainami posel. So if someone sleeps with a mitzri or a domi dor sheni, that's an isser, right? It's usher midoraita. The fact that he did something wrong, that's what makes her pasul. For Rabbi Yossi savar, no. What was the issue with the kohen? Ki kohen gadol, ma kohen gadol shazar o pasul, u posel, av kol shazar o pasul, u posel, la fuke mitzri sheni de ein zar o pasul, dichti banim asher yivaldu lehem dor shlishi yavo lehem b'kal Hashem. So what do they say? What's the chiddush to the kohen gadol and amana? Not just that his bia was be'isr, we understand that, but he thinks the issue of the kohen gadol, what makes it unique, is that not just that he posseled his wife, he also posseled his zera. So only in a case that's similar to that, where he also apostles his zera, his children, then also we're going to say it's a problem. But, right, that it's posel ota. But that's what's unique about the kohen gadol and amana. Also that the zera is pasul. So therefore, if it were a case where a mitzri sheni, where the zera is not pasul, we're not going to say the wife is pasul. Okay, so she can go marry. If you marry a mitzri adomi dor sheni, according to Rabbi Yossi, you can go marry a kohen, you can eat truma, no problem. Rashbag, now we're going to say what's unique about him. Omer, this really sounds the same as Rabbi Yossi. Why? What does he say? Kol she'ata nosei bito, ata nosei almanuto. If you can marry his daughter, which basically means the zera is not pasul, right? Except that he's focusing on the daughter. Mm-hmm. What's going to be the case of the daughter? Ma'ika ben Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Shem ben Gamliel. Amar ula, ger amoni moavi ikabenayu. Okay? Why the ger amoni moavi? Because a moavi v'lo moavit. His daughter is allowed to marry, okay? But whereas opposed to Rabbi Yossi, who says any zera of his is pasul, he's posel, right? So his son will be pasul, so therefore apostles the mother. But Rashbag will say, no, in a case of an amunia moavi, since she, the daughter, is not pasula, therefore the mother's not pasula. Ushneim lo lamdua elami kohen gadol ba'amana again. Why? Rabbi Yossi savar ma kohen gadol ba'amana shazaro pasul u posel, av kol shazaro pasul posel. Right? So the Kohen Gadol, that his Zer'o is Pasul, he's Posel, the mother. So Af Kol, Shazer'o Pasul, Posel. Right? Therefore, anyone who's Zer'o Pasul is Posel. But Rashbag Savar Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'amana, Shekol Zer'o Pasul U Posel. Af Shekol, right? Shekol, I didn't read it right. Shekol Zer'o, right? I want to stress the word Kol. That all of his children, right? A Kohen Gadol marries an Amana, what happens? His sons become halalim, and his daughters become halalot, which means that they're not allowed to marry a kohen. So it goes to all of his children. So likewise, this case, af shekol zaro posel u posel, la fuke amoni moavi, de ein kol zaro posul, de amarmar amoni velo moavit, moavi velo moavit. Okay, and that's the famous drasha we use by Ruth, why Ruth was allowed to marry Boaz, because she was a moaviah and not a moavit, and not a moavi. Okay, new Mishnah. Ha'ones v'ha'mifateh v'ha'shoteh. Okay, this is someone who raped someone. Someone, right, the whole point in the ones and mifateh case, he wasn't planning to marry her. Okay, he rapes her or seduces her. And a shoteh, who has no da'at, and therefore his marriage is not a good marriage. Lo poslim v'lo ma'achilim. Okay, they can't posel people from eating truma. Meaning, if you get raped, and you're a bat kohen, and you're not married, right? You get to still eat truma in your father's house. They don't have the power. Okay, these are people with weaker powers, they'll say, than the other people, right? Or this relationship has this less of a strong, less strength to it, and therefore it's not enough to passel. And also, lo ma'achilim. And they also don't allow you, if you're a Kohen and you rape someone, you obviously don't allow that woman to now eat truma. Or you seduce her, and she agrees, willingly has sex with you, you still don't allow her to eat truma based on that. And the shota also. V'imeinam ru'yin lavo b'Yisrael, hare elu poslim. Okay, and this is another case. If someone's not ra'oy lavo b'kahal, okay, then they posel people from eating truma. Okay, now we're going to go through the cases. Ketzad. Yisrael Shaba Abat Kohen Tochal B'Truma. Okay, this is a case, we're going back to the Ones U'Mafata. A man sleeps with a woman for rape purposes, or he seduces her, or he was a shote and he sleeps with her. Okay, Tochal B'Truma. She can go back to her father's house. But here they're going to go into more detail that they didn't go into yet in the first part of the Mishnah. Ibra, if she's pregnant though from him. Okay, he rapes her and now she's pregnant. Lo Tochal B'Truma. She can't eat Truma. Okay? Nechtach ha'ubar, we're going to learn this after, okay, what the issue is. Right, well, this actually, no, we learned it, right? This comes from the fact that kine ureha, right? She can't go back to her father's house unless she's like she was when she was a child. Yeah, you're not going to like this next one. Nechtach ha'ubar b'me'eha tochel. Okay, she can eat immediately if the ubar doesn't make it, basically, okay? She miscarries, basically. Okay, or something happens. I don't know why they use this lashon. Mm-hmm. It could be an abortion, actually. It says nechtach, though, as if it happens...
Yeah.
Like cut off,
though. That's what a DNC is.
Right, I know, but it sounds like it's passive.
No, Rashi actually says that, I don't know what the... Miyad,
v'hua dinami, imilad d'tova meit. Right, he says...
They kill it after...
Well, imilad d'tova meit doesn't necessarily mean a stillborn. I think it means... Even
it
if
was born alive it was, and then it dies.
And then at some point later it dies, even. In other words, if she no longer has this child in the world, she can go back, okay? But... And when she's pregnant, if she miscarries, really it means, or, I don't know, there's a few different things I said. It wasn't so clear what exactly this is, but she can eat truma. Haya kohen, what if she's, there's a kohen, that was if she's a bat kohen, she wants to go back. Let's say he's a kohen, okay, who rapes her. Shaba ba Yisrael, lo tochal b'truma. Ibra lo tochal, okay, when she's pregnant, she also can't eat. But yalda, what if she has a baby? Tochal. Okay, this is interesting now. So if you get raped by a Kohen and you have a child from that Kohen, you're allowed to eat truma. Okay? Nimtza, what did they say about this? Nimtza kochosho ben gadol mishel av. The koch of the son is stronger than the father because the father, by having sex with her, couldn't get her to eat truma, but the son now can. Ha'eved posel mishum bia ve'eno po... I think that line is just really like a mnemonic to kind of remember this case, right? That there could be a case where a son... Okay, we've seen it where the... Gemara kind of gives like a little clip about it, like the Mishnah, like a little motto or what's the word? Like a slogan, you know, to remember it. Ha'eved posel mishum bi'ah ve'eno posel mishum zera. Okay, now we have a new case. An eved posels you just by having sex with you. Ve'eno posel, one second, right? He's posel, you can't go back to eating. Ve'eno posel mishum zera. Okay, let's explain what this is. Ketzad. Bat Yisrael le Kohen, or Bat Kohen le Yisrael. We're going to explain each case now. Either one, okay? You have your Bat Yisrael to a Kohen or Bat Kohen to Yisrael. B'yaldahi menu ben. You have a son with an Eved. What does this mean? B'halach haben, b'nichbash, oh, sorry. No. You have a regular son, okay? What's the case? You give birth to a son. Your son now, nichbash ala shibcha, sleeps with a shibcha. So you now have a grandchild who's an Eved, okay? She has a son with this person. B'yaldahi menu ben, okay? So you're the grandmother of an Eved, okay? Even though, right, you weren't before. And either you're a Bat Kohen or you're a Yisrael who married a Kohen. Hareze Eved. That son is, that grandson is an Eved. Haita Aim Aviv Bat Yisrael. What if the grandmother was a Bat Yisrael married to a Kohen, Le Kohen? Lo Tochal B'Truma. She can't eat Truma anymore, okay? Because if she's married to a Kohen... Now, what does it mean? The point is here, she's married to a Kohen. The Kohen died, okay? She doesn't have any children anymore. All that's left is this Eved grandchild. It's as if she doesn't have children anymore, okay? That Eved is not considered her family to allow her to, right? What happens? If you're married to a Kohen, you get to eat Truma forever, Kolod, you have children, even if he dies. But this child, this grandchild who's left from you, it's the only one left in your family, that doesn't allow you to eat Truma. He's not really considered your grandchild. That's what it means. Ha'eved posel mishum bi'ah. Okay, ve'eno posel mishum zera. He's not, here, we're going to see in a minute. Bat Kohen LiYisrael, if she's a Bat Kohen, Tochal B'Truma. She gets, he's not Eno Posel. Because she can still go back to her father's house because it's as if she has no Zera. You understand? Just because he's alive, he doesn't have the Koch to Posel Ota from going back home. Mamzer Posel U'Ma'achil. Ketzad. Okay, what does this mean? A Bat Yisrael is married to a Kohen. Uba Kohen LiYisrael. Again, we're going to have a grandmother case. Okay, this is what I call the grandmother Mishnah. Okay? So, a Bat Yisrael marries a Kohen. Or a Bat Kohen LiYisrael. What happens? She has a daughter. Yaldah Hemen Ubat. And what's going to happen? Obviously, the daughter, just like the last case. Halcha Habat V'Nisa Le'Evet Olo Oved Kochavim. Okay? Or it really could be a Mamzer. I don't know why they don't bring up that case. But she marries an Evet and an Oved Kochavim. And what did we learn? If you marry one of those people, the child is a Mamzer. V'Yaldah Hemen Uben. And she has a son with him. So now you have a grandson who's a Mamzer. Hareze mamzer, haita eimi mo. Now, going back to the grandmother. If she is a Bat Yisrael LeKohen, so what does that mean? Tochal b'truma. That child allows her to eat truma. In other words, a mamzer, as opposed to an eved. An eved is no good, not considered your child. But, your descendant, let's say. But a mamzer is considered your child, even though a mamzer can't marry Bakal Hashem. But he's still considered your grandchild to allow you to continue to eat truma. And likewise, if you're a Bat Kohen LiYisrael, lo tochal b'truma. She can't go back home because she has this Zera who's a mom's there. Okay, last case, I think. Maybe not, but we'll see. Kohen Gadol, pa'amim shehu posel. Sometimes a Kohen Gadol can actually posel someone from truma. Okay, what's this case? Ketzad. Bat Kohen LiYisrael, okay, she's a Bat Kohen, she marries a Yisrael. Yaldah Menu Bat, she has a daughter. Bahalcha Habat V'Nis'a LeKohen. She now marries a Kohen, okay? Her daughter. She's a Bat Kohen, and now her daughter marries a Kohen. V'Yaldah Menu Ben, and she now has a son from that Kohen. Hare Ze Ra'oi Liot Kohen Gadol U'Meir M'Shabesh Al-Kabayam Mizbech. Right? This Kohen Gadol, this Kohen that she has a baby, right? She has a baby who's now a Kohen. That potentially could be a Kohen Gadol. Okay. Now, Ma'achil et imo, uposel em imo. Okay, now I feel like I'm missing something here. Right. Ah, I know what it is. This Kohen, one second. I missed some point here. I missed one thing here. I forgot what it is. Oh, right, that's why. Didn't it say she was married to she's a Bat Kohen who's married to Yisrael. Right. She can't go back to her father's house now because she has this grandchild. Okay? But the grandchild could be a Kohen Gadol. But yet, since she was married to a Yisrael, she can't go back to her father's house. She was married to a Yisrael, so she can't go back home and eat truma, even though her grandchild, the only one left from this family, is a Kohen who could potentially be a Kohen Gadol, and yet he can passel her from truma. Okay? So even if you were the Kohen Gadol, he'd passel his grandmother from eating truma, right? Funny case. Zoto Meret, lo kibini. Okay, now here's the line. Okay, here's another little quip. What?
Wouldn't he inherently, though, give her permission to eat?
No, she's married to Yisrael.
But
it doesn't matter. It means that she has Zera from her husband, and her husband's a Yisrael, right? You could have a grandchild who's a Kohen because she had a daughter from the Yisrael.
Right.
The daughter married a Kohen, so the daughter's children can eat Truma. But she's married to Yisrael. She can't eat Truma. But now the daughter's not alive anymore. Let's assume the daughter died. Everybody died. The only one child left to her is this one child who could potentially be a Kohen Gadol, and yet he passes her from eating truma. Because what does it mean? It means she still has Zera from her husband, who's a Yisrael. As soon as you have Zera from your husband, who's a Yisrael, you can't eat truma anymore.
I think that's the third one down here.
No, that's a Kenyan, but this isn't a Kenyan. Nobody bought her. The first husband bought her. She's the Kenyan of a Yisrael. Okay? So that's what the Chiddush is here. Okay? And then this woman would say, okay, Zot Omeret, this is what the woman would say, Lo kibini Kohen Gadol shu poslani min atruma. What would she say? Listen. She would say, not like my grandchild. In other words, oy vavoy, my grandchild, that he passed me from eating truma. Okay, right? This poor woman who's like comes from a family of kahuna. She wants to eat truma, and because she has this grandchild, it could be a kohen gadol. Like, oy vavoy, this is like oile. What was it? Oile ishto v'oile yavim to or something, right? Like, okay, one of those lines. Okay, we'll try to go a little bit more.
Wait, he says that's why my son, the kohen gadol, but
it's not yafet. It's not his son.
It's his grandson.
Right. So, but this is where you see in the Torah it says this a lot, right? Because it's like. First of all, it's her only child left in the world. So you can see that she would call him her son. And it merely means keben bini. Okay. Tanino lahad etana rabanan. This law that we learned in our mission is very similar to this other braita that says, shoteva katan shenasu nashim. It's based on the same principle. Okay. It's not the same thing. It's just based on the same principle. If a shoter or a katan married someone, umetu, nishotehem p'turot mina chalitza umina ibum, because it wasn't a real marriage yet, okay, because they never became a gadol. Ketzad, Haya Yisrael, okay, now we're going back to this case. Haya Yisrael Shabal Bat Kohen Tochal B'Truma, right? Here's a really good question. This Yisrael rapes the Bat Kohen. Let's just assume a rape case, okay? She can now go back to her father's house and eat Truma. But if she's pregnant, Lo Tochal. So now we're going to say, Kevan De Ibra Lo Tochal, so Lechush Shema Ibra. Why don't we tell her, wait 3 months? Maybe you got pregnant. Right? And then if she gets pregnant, she can't eat truma. So what happens for those 3 months? If in the end she goes home and eats truma right away, it turns out she was pregnant, she was forbidden to eat truma. So how can we allow her to eat truma for those first 3 months before it's clear that she's not pregnant? Okay? Milo tnan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Mafrishino tan gimel chodashim shema mu'barotein. This was the case where the two husbands got married to two women, and then they flipped the wives by accident. And what did we say? If they had sex with each one, right, they have to wait 3 months before they can go back to their original husband to make sure they're not pregnant. Now, there's a big difference between those two cases. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, liyochsin chashashu, l'truma lo chashashu. In a case of yichus, there we really have to make sure it's not the wrong person's child. We won't know whose child is who. We'll end up with mamzerim. That's why we're not choshesh. But in our case, it's clear that she had sex with this guy. It's going to be clear who the child is. So therefore, we're not choshashim. We're not choshashim liyochsin. So we don't have to worry about truma either. So they said, what do you mean, l'truma lo chashashu? We are choshesh for truma in certain cases. In other words, what does it mean? For truma purposes, you don't have to worry if she's suffik usser. So now they're going to bring a case where she is suffik usser, and to eat truma, and they don't allow her to eat truma. What's the case? V'hatanya, hare zegitech sha'a achat kodem lemitati. If he says, I'm giving you a get now, and this get will be relevant an hour before I die. Now, every hour could be the hour before he dies. So she is tamid b'safek that the get is takev, and therefore she's asura le'echol b'truma miyad. Immediately she can't eat truma once she gets that get. So what do you do? Here you see you are choshesh for truma b'safek. El amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, b'nisuin chashashu, b'znut lo chashashu. So now they're going to say, when they're actually married, you're choshesh. But wait, how does this work? B'znut, forget now. Now they're going back to the first case. They're saying, in a case of nisuin, where maybe she's pregnant, we're going to worry. Ah, right. But biznut, if she had a relationship, right, biznut, we're not going to be choshesh. And this goes back to something we learned before, that women came up with methods of birth control that they would like shake themselves out after so that all the semen would come out. In a case of znut, because they didn't want to get pregnant. If you get raped, you want to not get pregnant. So the assumption is that the woman did something to prevent herself from getting pregnant, and therefore the chances of her getting pregnant are much less. Then, if she married this guy, right, they went and slept together that night, she thought it was her husband. It turned out to be someone else's husband, but she certainly didn't use any birth control. She thought it was her husband. Okay? So here we say, in a case of nisuin, there's more of a chance she's going to get pregnant. In the case of znut, we're not so worried she's going to get pregnant because she was smart enough to protect herself. Okay? Again, whether their methods of protecting themselves were so useful, I don't know. But I guess they worked somewhat because they were able to say this. So then they say, "Ubinisuin michashashu." Are we really worried in a case of nisuin? Vahatanya. Here's a case where there was nisuin and they're not choshesh for truma. Ba kohen shenisait liyisrael umet. Let's say she marries and after the first... Okay, now, what's the issue here? Are we worried that in one case of having sex, like on a one-off chance, you're going to get pregnant? Is that a chashash we're really concerned for? So here you see a woman who gets married, okay? A bat kohen marries a Yisrael, and he dies the night of their wedding, after they had sex. Tovelet ve'ochela b'truma la'erev. She can already eat truma the next day. We're not worried she's going to get pregnant the first time she had sex with him. So Amar Rav Chisda, So here we see Benisu and Lo Choshashim. So Amar Rav Chisda, Tovelet Ve'Ochelet Ad Arba'im. Okay, she can now eat, in the case where her husband dies immediately, she can eat for the first 40 days. Why for the first 40 days?
Yeah.
And then after the first 40 days, you have to wait till the 3 months are up. In other words, she can eat Truma for 40 days, then from day 40 till the end of 3 months, she can't. Why? You'll see. Dilomiabra, if she's not pregnant, well then halomiabra, and of course she can eat. Vimiabra ad arba'im maya ba'almahi. This was a perception they had of the fetus. It's not really anything the first 40 days. Right. Okay, it's like, okay, it's almost nothing. Once the first 40 days pass, then we assume it's a viable fetus or a potential viable fetus. At that point, you can't eat truma anymore. But those first 40 days, it's like as if it's nothing.
But maybe it's to do with the menstrual cycle, more than like if it's viable.
But 40 days wouldn't be a menstrual cycle.
Right.
Right. It would be 30 days because they say the general cycle is 29 days. So it wouldn't make sense to say this. Anyway, that's what they say. Okay, so... and we'll try to go on a little more. Anyone who has to leave can go. Amar le'abaye, ihachi, if you want to say that, then ema seifa. What does it say in the end of there? Hukar ubara b'me'eha, tehema kukelet l'mafrea. As it says, if the it turns out that right once she becomes pregnant, then she becomes mekukelet to eat truma l'mafrea, all the way back to the beginning. So what did they say? No, my mekukelet, when it says you're mekukelet, adar ba'im itmar. Adar ba'im, okay? Means... she was mekukelet from day 40 and not, right? It goes lemafrea, but lemafrea till when day 40. And what does it mean it's mekukelet lemafrea? Yeah. It means that everything, what is it? That everything she...
must repay the principal plus a fifth.
Right. That's what it is. If you eat truma when you're not allowed, you have to pay keren v'chomesh. So she has to now go back to day number 41. And from day 41 and on, she has to pay back all the money of the truma she ate. I guess you have to like sit there and calculate all the food you eat. I don't know. It's a little weird. Okay.
It's not fair. Like it's not like she knew or did it deliberately or was trying to be sneaky.
Right.
Probably.
Right.
Well, she might have actually, because if by 40 you would know.
No, she wouldn't know by 40. That's the assumption. She still doesn't know. The assumption in halacha is she didn't know until 3 months. Okay, we'll stop here. The next case is someone who sleeps with his arusa bebeit chamiv, okay? And then what's the status of the child? If you have sex with your, with the one you're engaged to, okay, is that kid a mamzer? Or is he called a shtuki, which is a suffix mamzer? Okay,
so
and then, so, well, no, the point is, why is it bebeit chamiv? Because she's always bebeit chamiv at that point. The point is they haven't yet gotten married. That's why they stress bebeit chamiv. In other words, father-in-law's house, because they're not yet married. And then the question is going to be, if she did something like that, do we assume that she slept around with other people too?
Yes.
Or do we assume,
well,
obviously the issue is that she's the Eshadish, so it's more the issue for her. So the point is, if she was having sex with him, when she wasn't allowed to, does that mean she was having sex with all these other people? Or do we assume that since she was engaged to him that, and had sex with him, it was really just him? It wasn't like she slept around with a million other people. Okay, you'll see. For Shabbat.